Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12, verses 30 and 31. The subject here is love. Now, I've said from time to time in these discourses that this is going to be a particularly difficult discourse. And here's another. It's relatively easy to speak on it. The lesson, the doctrine, the teaching here is very plain. But it's the doing of it, isn't it? It's the searching nature of this word. Let's look at it. Let me read the passage. Christ is speaking to this scribe, and this is what he says, summarizing the law. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. That's the first commandment. Now the second. Love your neighbor as yourself. There's nothing greater than this. Now, love, 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 love to God. Love to the neighbor. Now, that's the old covenant. That's very clear. But make no bones about it. Look at Romans 13 and verse 8. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. The commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandments there may be, are summed up in this one rule, this one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. As you know, I've spoken and written a fair bit about New Covenant theology and the way that the old covenant has been superseded by the new. But this must not be misunderstood. The old covenant, the law, still comes over into the new covenant, but nuanced by Christ. Now here is the nuance. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and so on. And love your neighbor as yourself. We're not talking about love in the sense of the TV, you know. We're not talking about it like in the novel writers. This is the love of God, the spiritual love, produced by the new heart, the new mind, regeneration, under the word of God, by the Spirit of God, in Christ himself. Search me, O God, try me. See if there's any wicked way in me. See, lead me, Lord. Just to read this. What do I need to say about this? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your will, in all practice, in all thoughts, in all ambitions, desires, and so on and so on. My soul, my life, my whole being, my emotions, my heart, the very center of my life, the very center of my being, my strength, my powers, my abilities, all devoted to God and all committed to serving my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And my neighbor, too. Even the man in the world, to show love to him in the sense I can. But above all, love to the household of God. What do I need to say about this? There's only one man who's produced this. Christ. No Jew, apart from Christ, ever produced it under the old covenant. And no believer comes up to it. I don't. No preacher you've ever heard ever comes up to it. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your ambition, desire, feelings, moments, hours, days, whatever. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, mind, will, purpose, ambition, and your neighbor as yourself. This hymn, you know it backwards, so do I. But it's the doing of it. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. This is the word for the believer. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power, as thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart. It is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee. Hypocritical, I feel it. But I preach this, because it is the word of God. It was the summary of the old covenant, and it's the essence of the new. May God give me grace, and I hope every brother and sister listening to me, to come up to this. Unbeliever, you need first to trust the Savior, and then you will begin to love God. And then you must go on to love God and your neighbor as yourself. But first, trust the Savior. But brother and sister, may the Word of God, the Spirit of God, search us here and produce this love within us, ceaseless love for God. Amen.